Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and today's an exciting show for me. We've been trying to get a hold of Tim Tebow to do an interview with him, but he's extremely busy. And he was so kind. He sent me quite a number of copies of two of his books and said I could give them out as I saw fit. So I'm going to give them out as I see fit, which means that if you will call this number, 301-824-3162, we will give you a copy of the book that I'm going to feature today in my interview called This Is the Day, Reclaim Your Dream, Ignite Your Passion, Live Your Purpose by Tim Tebow. So there you have it. The number is 301-824-3162, and we will give away until we have no more to give. So get your call in early, because we'll be sad if we have to say there's no more copies left. So let me tell you a little bit about Tim Tebow. He is a two-time national college football champion, a Heisman Trophy winner, first-round NFL draft pick, an ESPN contributor, and professional baseball outfielder for the New York Mets. He is the author of New York Times bestseller Shaken, which was named the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association 2017 Book of the Year. But his main passion is the work for the Tim Tebow Foundation, which he began in 2010. The foundation's mission is to bring faith, hope, and love to those needing a brighter day in their darkest hour of need. And, of course, that would be for children. The foundation fulfills this mission every day by serving thousands of deserving children around the world. And you can go to his website, timtebow.com. It's all spelled out, TimTebow.com. But you won't get the free book from there. You have to call our number, 301-824-3162. And I probably have about 10 or 20 copies. I'm not sure. I didn't count how many were in the book. But I would love for you to have one. So the book begins with a wonderful introduction. And I just wanted to read this introduction verbatim to you. This is from This Is the Day, Reclaim Your Dream, Ignite Your Passion, and Live Your Purpose. Imagine waking up each day fueled by a whisper, "This is the day." A day for what, you wonder? A day for change? A day that can be different, better than yesterday? A day that, even in the revolving door of responsibilities and to-dos, can be filled with more purpose and passion than you can think possible? Imagine when hearing the sound of the morning alarm, instead of groaning or slapping the snooze button, you awaken mind, heart, and soul to possibility, something better, something more. You open your eyes, and before your feet hit the ground running, you pause. You choose not to be ruled by the tune of just getting by, not to allow what really matters to get swallowed up by the daily grind, and not to ignore what you really want out of life. This is Tim talking. When I was a kid, my parents each had a unique way of waking up my siblings and me. The difference between Mom doing it and Dad doing it was pretty drastic. Mom would swing my bedroom door open and in her sweet voice sing this song based on Psalms 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Dad did things a little differently. He would rush in and shout in a deep voice, "Here we go! Are you alive, alert, awake, and enthusiastic?" Differences aside, my parents made clear that this was the day to get out of bed and make it count. This is the day that God has made. This day, right now. Whatever moment you are breathing in, God made this day. Even when times are tough, something about this day is good. There's always a reason, however small, to find joy in this day. Sometimes we have to choose to look for it. Sometimes we have to ask God to help us find it. God gives us today as a gift. He wants us to pursue it, not just for selfish ambition, but to do something meaningful with it, to use it to grow, to love others, to help someone, to pursue a dream He's put on our hearts. This is the day to live without fear of the unknown, without being chained by failure or what-ifs. This is the day to be willing to change, to be open, to believe, to hope. If we don't attack each day with this intentionality, it's almost like telling God, thanks, but no thanks. How different would your day be if you lived out the words of Psalms 118:24? Think about it. Really think about it. Is there something you would change? Is there someone you would reach out to? Is there something you would need to give? Is there something you would need to let go of? I'm not saying putting this into practice is easy. Hard times are inevitable. Obstacles will come. Some battles are harder to fight than others. You may get knocked down, but you don't have to stay there. Each day you wake up, you have a chance to get unstuck, to step out of a comfortable routine that may be limiting your potential, and to fight for something that's important. You were made not just to survive today, but to thrive in it. I want to encourage you to stop putting off your dreams, your goals, and the purpose God has for you. It's time to become the person He has created you to be. Tim wrote this book to get you to start thinking about what you can do beginning today to make a change. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Something as simple as reorganizing divine moments, choosing to believe God over your doubts, taking action instead of complaining, and just opening your eyes and paying attention can impact your life and others' lives in powerful ways. It's never too late. You're not too young, you're not too old. You can have purpose not only in your life, but also in this day. There is always something you can do right now to improve yourself, to make an impact on someone or something else, or to create or enjoy a meaningful moment. Challenge yourself right now to begin to think about each day as an opportunity to crush it, to pursue the right things, to gain a better perspective, to step out of your comfort zone and to go all in. Whether you're a college grad needing the push to create and attack your five-year plan, a 30-something stuck in a job you hate, a single mom or dad struggling to get by and lacking joy, a career man or woman who feels a bit stuck, or an empty nester wondering what on earth you're going to do with your life, you can use the principles that I offer in this book. It's time to uncover your God-given potential and start really living. This is the day you can switch off autopilot and begin living with passion. This is the day you can see what God sees. This is the day you can overcome a bad habit or a character flaw. This is the day that can bring you a step closer to your dreams and goals. This is the day you can fight for what's right. This is the day you can change someone's life for the better. This is the day you can change your own life. Life isn't just about one day. It's about this day. So if you would like a copy of this book, be sure you call us at 301-824-3162, and you can tell me or my executive producer or my worker, whoever answers the phone, your address where you'd like the book sent to. It's a hard copy. I mean, it's not even a paperback. It's a hardback book, and this book is given as a gift from Tim Tebow. Isn't that fantastic? Let me start going through some of the wonderful chapters in this book. So chapter one is Say I Love You. And in this book, I'm not going to tell you all the stories in each chapter, but in this first chapter of the book, it talks about Tim's experiences first on an airplane and with a woman who is experiencing a health problem with her husband, and then some other little experiences. And the towards the end of the chapter, he goes over what he wrote as his five goals. And so a few years ago, he'd written these goals down. Number one, show Jesus. Isn't that a fantastic goal? Number two, fight for those who can't fight for themselves. And anybody can do this. Number three, take care of the people you love with resources, finances, and blessings. Number four, be a protector of people. And number five, pursue your dreams. Now, since then, I'm sure that he's refined those goals, but those helped forward him in everything that he did. Now, let's go to chapter two. Chapter two says, get in the game, which is very apropos, isn't it? And in Get in the Game, he talks about one of the books he's written called Shaken. I'm just going to read a little excerpt. It was a come to Jesus moment, for my future at least. In early 2015, around a long conference table sat those people I trusted with decisions for my career and life, including agents and family members. We were discussing the next steps in my professional journey. It had been 18 months since the NFL team had asked me if I'd play quarterback for them. So what next? I mentioned in my second book, Shaken, that at the time, a bunch of different offers were presented. There were opportunities to play different positions other than quarterback in the NFL. I also had offers to play in the Canadian League. Television prospects were on the table too. A lot of good things that I was truly grateful for. It's funny, every agent in the room had a plan for my life. They seemed very confident in knowing what was good for me. With much persuasion, they shot out a list of selling points. If you play for such and such team, you could make this much money, and here is what the next 5 years of your life could look like. If you say yes to this television opportunity, your brand could explode and take you in such and such direction. My agents took into account the money, the fame, and the power that would come, but didn't consider one thing: my passion. What burned a fire in my heart? I listened to idea after idea, pitch after pitch, and offer after offer. These weren't things I necessarily didn't want to do. There was just something I wanted to do more. And now, so I rerouted the conversation in an entirely different direction. What about baseball? You could hear a pin drop. The next few seconds of awkward silence were almost painful. I said something like, look, I've loved playing ball since I was a kid, and most of you know it was one of my hardest decisions ever to give it up to play football. You probably think I'm crazy, but maybe, just maybe, this is something that could be real. Everyone started talking at once. Opinions started flying around, phrased in polite ways. One said, are you sure about this? Another, have you thought about how hard it could be? I had a feeling most were sugarcoating what was really going on in their minds. Just tell me the truth, I said. What do you really think? While those closest to me lent positive support, I also heard some not so positive thoughts from others. Things like, it's bad for your brand, and you're too old. Someone suggested it might work only if I did it with a reality TV show. I'm going to stop there because I don't want to give the book away. I want you to call and ask for your free book. Just call 301-824-3162. We are even paying the postage and handling. This was a gift to us from Tim Tebow, and we want to pass it on to you. Well, we have to take a break right here. When we come back, I'm going to just hit upon some of the other chapters of the book. We'll be right back. Like a little child, the spiritual journey of infants and toddlers A newborn infant doesn't have the ability to express their love for you, your spouse, siblings, or God. But that doesn't hinder you from loving that infant and having that special bond. God is not hindered either. As parents and caregivers, we partner with God in order for faith, trust, and love to develop in that infant. This relationship forms the foundation for later beliefs about God. Studies on the early experiences of infants and toddlers with the natural world have been positively linked with the development of imagination and the sense of wonder. This sense of wonder leads to an appreciation of creation and ultimately to an understanding of the nature of man and his relationship to God. It's through wonder and the imagination that the child becomes a lifelong learner. For more information about Like a Little Child, the spiritual journey of infants and toddlers, go to homeschoolcompanion.org or call us at 301-824-3162. Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin. And I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion. And I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry. And I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support. So take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of books from different guests that I've had on the show and different topics that I've done. And I also have some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I'm talking about a book that Tim Tebow gifted to MRG Media, and it is called This Is the Day, Reclaim Your Dream, Ignite Your Passion, Live Your Purpose. And I just wanted to share this blessing with others. So if you call 301-824-3162, we are going to give you a free book. It's hardback, and it is a 2000, I think it was published in 2018, so it's really hot off the press still. And we'll send it to you. We're paying the postage. It was a gift from Tim, and we want to pass that gift on to you. We particularly love the message of the book, This Is the Day. So I'm going to pick it up in chapter 6. This is the day, say yes. Now, so many of us get accused of not knowing how to say no, but saying yes is not a bad thing. And one of the quotes from Albert Einstein that he puts in the book is, only a life lived for others is the life worthwhile. And I love that saying. Life offers only few opportunities that are huge moments, moments that happen unexpectedly and have a tremendous impact on the world around us, moments when the need is great and the volunteers are few. If you don't step up and answer the call, we'll miss out on what God can do through us. It's important to be ready for these kinds of moments. Show up when you can shine light on dark places. Be present whenever you can represent His love. Say yes, even if you feel tired, even if you're sick, and even if it seems inconvenient. Don't let these opportunities pass you by. When Hurricane Irma started churning its way up the Atlantic Ocean in early September 2017, meteorologists were uncertain as to its impact. As it increased in size and power, the forecast started to look grim. Anticipating the storm to pose a severe threat to the entire state of Florida, Governor Rick Scott declared a state of emergency. Over the next several days, millions of Floridians left the state for safer ground. It was one of the largest evacuations in the history of the United States. Shelters across date, we're waiting and ready to accommodate more than 100,000 residents. As Irma decimated the island of Barbuda, it was clear this was no average hurricane. Maintaining a near-record wind speed of 185 miles per hour for a record 37 hours, Irma was a destructive force in catastrophic proportions. And after leaving behind devastation in the Caribbean, it headed straight for Florida. I'd been in communication with Governor Scott the weekend before the storm hit. He asked if I could help him deliver calls to action through social media, particularly as it concerned the special needs shelter the government was preparing in advance of the storm. I jumped at the chance. I shot out messages on Facebook and Twitter. When I filmed SportsCenter and CEC Nation that weekend, I used the opportunity to do the same. My original plan was to return to Atlanta after filming the ESPN and SEC Nation segments Saturday and then fly to Los Angeles on Sunday to train for baseball. Months earlier, I had scheduled this time to work with some of the top hitting coaches in the area. This was a big deal for me, a huge opportunity to improve and strengthen my game in the off season. Not to mention something that had been on my calendar for a few months. The way I looked at it, it was possible the coming year would be my last chance to play professional sports. It was make or break time. At the same time, Hurricane Irma was on its way to slam my beloved home state. While no one knew exactly how bad or exactly which places in Florida were going to get hit the worst, most experts predicted a disaster in much of the state. A lot of the people were telling me to go where it was safe. But I don't play safe. If people around me are hurting, I don't want to go where it's safe. I want to bring hope. I wrestled with the decision a bit. The more I thought about it, however, the clearer my mind became. You don't get many opportunities to be in the state you grew up in and help your neighbors near and far in the midst of destruction. I could always get more time with hitting coaches, but I could never turn back time to do something for those whose lives could potentially be devastated for a long while. I knew the right thing to do. I hopped on a flight from Missouri and headed straight to my hometown of Jacksonville, Florida, to help prepare friends, family, and strangers for Irma's arrival. Sunday morning, the hurricane breached the Florida coast. It roared through the Keys before raging its way up the western seaboard. The storm's devastating impact unfolded over the course of the next several days. Millions in sweltering heat were without power. Irma's powerful winds sucked ocean water out of the bays. Record-breaking storm surges and flooding walloped parts of the state, including Jacksonville. Homes in the hardest-hit neighborhoods were severely damaged or destroyed. And I've run out of time there, but I'm still reminding you again of the offer to call this number, 301-824-3162, and ask for your complimentary copy of Tim Tebow's book, This Is the Day. And it will give you so much courage, just as I hope the excerpts that I've shared with you have given you. And I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.